This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show at 6.06 on...
Survivor Day?
I was thinking Vaughn's birthday.
All those things. It's a great day today.
Yeah.
This part of the show is brought to you by Volvo. It is, in fact, Vaughn's birthday today. Vaughn is not a voice you hear that often on the air. He's on from time to time. Yesterday was telling us about the abscess in his throat. That was exciting. There's tonsil, his back, squishy, pussy ectomy that he had. And today is actually his birthday. He runs our camera feed at radioalice.com/watch. That's a direct link that takes you to the Looking Glass. Make sure you go on there today, check it out, and leave him a little happy birthday wish. He's sitting right there controlling all the cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Be one of our lookers, a little group that we call the Looking Glass.
That
people.
Dude's going to end up being some big writer someday.
Oh, yeah, Vaughn. Vaughn, something's up with Vaughn. He's going to go on to
bigger
and better things.
Every time he does that poetry in here, you go, what the heck? He really is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Deep thoughts with Vaughn the Wizard. Introducing a revolutionary new way to own a car. The new Volvo XC40, the car you can subscribe to. What that means. Look into that. It's a pretty good teaser line from them right there. How about that? Cash me outside. Calvin Harris was in a car crash. He's fine. Don't worry. Believe me, it'd be a much bigger story.
Do you
story
think it was Taylor Swift's
fans? I was thinking the same thing.
No, I think it was his girlfriend's bad driving.
Oh, she was driving.
Who's his girlfriend?
Arika Wolf. A-A-R-I-K-A Wolf. This happened Sunday. And he was, I guess they were in a Range Rover.
Was this late afternoon? Had they been drinking all day?
It does appear to be the afternoon.
She has a weird look.
Let's see. She has a weird look? Bring her in here. Let's have a look at Arika Wolf. You know, it's funny, too, because there's a shot of the car that they hit. And
oh, she's cute.
It's that Beverly Hills road with the tall palm trees stretched down both sides of it. Let's have a look at this Arika. Oh, she's totally doable. I feel like I recognize her.
Eyebrows.
Big old eyebrows.
I like them. Is she in real life, though? Is there surgery already on that girl?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know her.
She's got big, plumpy lips.
They are. Yep.
So either they're...
What's her full name
Why
again?
Everyone would go for surgery.
Arika what?
Arika Wolf. A-A-R-I-K-A
or
Wolf.
Or she's had it. Man, I was looking at pictures of that Kylie Jenner.
Yeah.
She's truly trying to become her older sister.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like I think she's gone too far.
Enough surgery just in her butt alone to look like her from behind.
Mm-hmm.
But the hair and the whole thing.
I feel like she's overfilling her cheeks and stuff. Her face is looking like she got broadsided. Poof. Oh my God!
I haven't in a while looked up the original picture before all the surgeries, but when you do, you know that's not the same person at all.
Well, I mean, underneath it all, she's the same person, sweet little Kylie.
You say?
Yeah, I do. Anyway, it's
Arika Wolf crashed
Arika
the car.
Wolf crashed the car. So it looks like these two ladies. This was a residential street Sunday in Beverly Hills. Arika was driving behind a Honda with two girls in it. What's so funny?
Look at what Bryn just pulled up.
Is it a before and after of Kylie?
It is. It's two completely different human beings. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
The only thing the same is the hairdo.
She looks like she had a chin reduction. Some difference. I mean, it's crazy how different she looks.
Yep.
The hairdo. Yeah.
They'll have that, they get that surgery on their hairline.
Oh, yeah. Is that there's surgery on the hair too?
Yeah, on the hairline.
Bring it down or bring it up
and
or
even it off, so there's not like a widow's peak thing going on. They all done it.
Yeah, she is butt in that first picture. I'm so sorry, little lady. I mean, she's not. She's a fine person. She's a normal
too
human
late,
being. But then
late.
She's. But now she's in the Kardashian family, and it's got to be hard to be the ugliest person in the Kardashian family.
Oh,
you know?
Oh man.
Well, Riley? Isn't that the boy?
Oh, Rob. Yes.
Doesn't he
you know,
have
he
that?
He wins no matter what. But you know,
he's got
Rob's
that on lock.
Good looking. I mean, yeah, he's huh? overweight, but he. I think he's a nice looking man.
All right.
He just needs to stop going to In and Out at 3 a.m. That'll get you. You know.
Supposedly he's working on that right now. I don't know if he got. Weight loss surgery. There's some story the other day that kind of was alluding to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anyone get on a bike and go for a ride?
It's hard, Vin. It's hard.
I know
get
it's
sweaty.
Hard.
Yuck.
Jesus.
I just want to, you know, force myself to eat less. Oh, my God. I was thinking all day about that story Vinny did about the mystery hormone that they're giving people in England and they're losing all the
Not
sweaty.
About the crocodile lady?
No, I didn't think about
Oh, her. Man. The amount of people that came up to her. Me about crocodile lady was ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the story of the
no,
day. Not
that wasn't the
shot.
Hormone, the one, the little aside that you did about the hormones. I was like, oh, man. A shot I can take and not be hungry anymore? Sounds great.
I'd like that, too.
Oh, I just can't stop. Food. Anyway, so back to the original story.
So this Arika girl, looks like he met her on the set of one of his music videos. They've been linked together for the last couple of years.
Oh, even before Taylor?
It says 2015.
Well, she's a honey, for sure.
Yeah, she's really beautiful.
So they say that Arika was driving, I guess his Range Rover.
Oh, let me tell you this. Erica dated sure. Calvin Harris for 7 months in 2015 before he dumped her for Taylor Swift.
Oh.
So I guess he went back to her.
Oh, that's got to be tough. So they were behind it looks like a white Honda. I don't know. It's a black and white photo. The Honda driver started to turn left into a driveway, and she didn't slow down and just plowed right into the side of their car.
Wow.
Cool.
So, you know. Oh, yeah, really cool. It spun out, set off all the airbags. You look at the picture of the car, and it's just, it's filled with airbags. I don't even know how people get out of there. The cars ended up facing each other. It spun all the way around.
Wow.
You can see the car, their car is on the left. Cops were called. Insurance information was exchanged. The Honda passengers complained that neither Calvin nor Erica asked if they were okay. And then they found out who they were. And went, oh, ow, oh.
Well,
no,
that's not
totally.
Fair.
Well,
they were hit. They weren't doing anything. They have every right to say you're going to be pissed. Like, look at their car. You yeah. T-boned us, dude.
Oh, no, it's bad.
Yeah.
No question. I guess that, you know, because Calvin and Erica were standing right out there on the street, somebody at a nearby posh home recognized them and said, you can wait in here.
Mm.
You come on off the street. Because, of course... You know, everyone was starting to show up, TMZ and everybody. And then, so they went to this neighbor's home and waited it out.
I love funny. You with Taylor. Any chance you're getting back together?
Oh my God, Calvin, is this happening again? God.
Can you imagine?
I'm his girlfriend. I was before and I am now. We were just having a fight about this when I plowed into that car.
Speaking of Taylor... you know, the show's coming to Levi's this weekend.
Yes.
And I didn't realize, because I'd been wondering, why aren't we hearing more about this big national tour? I mean, Taylor Swift's a big act.
Yeah.
I guess it kicked off last night. So the tour.
Oh, the whole tour?
The tour started last night.
Oh.
So I read an article this
it's
morning.
Gonna be that, fresh.
Nice.
The first show was in Arizona last night, and that she'd been doing. This is a trip, too. I don't know enough about this, but they do rehearsals where they set up the whole stage in some place.
Yeah. Warehouse or something.
And they've been rehearsing for the last month.
Yeah.
Like perfecting all the lights.
Cues and
they, right.
Sure. The whole thing.
And that's such a trip to think that there you, I don't know, I guess you think of rock and roll and you expect it to be a little more chaotic.
Yeah, they
and
just
a little
drag
more
their crap up there and start playing their
in
songs.
In the moment, and a rock
I'm sure
star
it's a
should...
huge production.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a Taylor's. People are paying through the nose for this,
sure.
and they're going to get a polished performance.
And opening up, They have Camila Cabello.
And XCX. And
exactly, Charlie. Mm-hmm.
And they were posed with her. And part of the thing in the little pictures I was looking at is they're in, what do they call that? Not workout wear.
Activewear.
They're in their activewear.
The show in my activewear.
Because they're, you know, dancing and practicing and figuring it all out. Trip.
Yeah.
Big deal.
I like how it's all an all-girl show. It's so cute.
It is cute.
I was thinking, as I saw a commercial yesterday, I was thinking about your girl, and I was thinking about Isla, like, oh, she's going to a show, and it's a girl show, and she's going to have so much
Who's
fun.
Who's all going? Her mom, and some friends? Or
And one of her mom's good friends, and her daughter.
How old's her daughter?
7?
Oh, so a little bit older.
A little older.
But still a little
Yeah,
girl.
But they're, like, good best friends,
oh,
and so
great.
The kids all have hung out and gone and done everything together, so they... They know each other. But it is a girl show. Mm-hmm. I remember I went to Alanis Morissette in 90-whatever when that album, Jagged Little Pill, broke. And I was working at a station, so that's when tickets were everywhere.
Right.
Just on a countertop. What are these? Hey, I'll go to that.
I'll go to that.
CDs.
Oh, my God, everywhere. There was just so much stuff.
And you could walk into an actual prize closet, and they'd be like, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, pull a few things out. Yeah. Problem.
And you didn't even get greedy because it was always open. You didn't have to carry all
that.
Oh,
I just wanted that one thing.
Yeah. Anyway, that show was such a trip because it was an all-female audience. I mean, you know what I mean, right?
I do.
And they sang every song back, or every word back to her as she sang.
Right. And it was a new record.
We all knew the words.
To finish every word. The whole show. Yeah. And I imagine that's Taylor Swift's going to be very much like that.
I'm sure. That she is definitely like people fangirl out on Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. I actually, you know, maybe I'll do that story next. Hold on, let me finish this.
The Katy Perry one?
I haven't even finished this damn story.
Oh, right.
Calvin Harris.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. They waited at a neighbor's house and an SUV came to pick them up. That's the end.
So it was clearly... Erica,
slammed in. She wasn't even looking. These people slowed down to take a left, turned, and she slammed into the side of them. Which means she must have swerved left even to hit them broadside. I don't know why she didn't just clip the end of them, but whatever. Anyway.
Wonder what she was doing, texting?
Or maybe just talking
not.
To Calvin.
I mean, if he's just probably... bitching and moaning about Taylor is my guess. He tweeted, I promised myself I'd never do anything worthy of appearing in TMZ ever again, but sadly, this was out of my control. Thankfully, everyone is okay.
In other words, it's her fault.
Right. He's actually got a duet with Dua Lipa. Was that any good?
I was like, what?
People are calling this, well, by people, I mean no people I know, but it says in this story, this is going to be the song of the summer.
No. Something tells me Michael Martin's driving down the freeway right now in his Audi going, nope, that's
not
it.
Song of the summer.
That's not going to be the one.
One Kiss is the name of it.
I like it.
And Jane's all, I'll answer you when Michael answers you.
Michael
says, not a hit, it's not a hit.
So since we were sort of talking about Taylor there, there's a Calvin Harris thing, and she's also going to be in town this weekend. Katy Perry and... Taylor Swift have had kind of a long-running feud, and we'll never know what really happened. It was maybe something about dancers, maybe just, you know, two chicks who were sick of being friends. I don't know.
I think it's that.
The dancer thing?
I think it's one of those friend jumper or one of those slights that someone just decides, that is it.
Yeah. But there's been bad blood.
Finally done it.
And lots of, you know, songs written back and forth about, you know, you hurt my feelings. Or whatever.
Well, and Katy Perry had been gone for a while, and upon sort of returning to the public eye, all she could do was talk about that just recently, right? Well, she started it.
Right.
Remember that?
Yeah.
She tried to make it like, well, I'm just trying to move past it, but, you know, it really was, she started the whole thing. But it was, remember, she was doing all those interviews for that album, and people just kept asking her about it, and she kept answering.
Right.
Instead of being like, I'm done talking.
Yeah,
that
was either early this year or late last year, but it was fairly recent that she came out and just went on and on.
She started it.
Well, guess who just finished it after all? Katy Perry. She sent an actual olive branch to Taylor Swift.
There's a move.
Mm. With a handwritten note. You can't see the whole note in the post that Taylor did. Was there anything interesting in the video, or should I just basically read you the...
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of audio and...
All right, so here you go, Vinny. She had written, you know, thank you, Katie, up at the top. And the note, the part of the note that you can read says, hey, old friend, I've been doing some reflecting on past miscommunications and hurt feelings between us. I really want to clear the air. It goes on to say, and then it's blocked, and then it says, you can see the words, deeply sorry for... And that's it. That's all you can see. So she covered it strategically. By the way, there's a puppy sticker on the note card.
Really?
Sure. Well,
I thought only 4-year-olds played with those, but okay.
And also pop stars, pop princesses.
Okay. Do you have a sticker collection for your handwritten notes or no?
I do have a sticker collection, Vinny. I don't often pull it out, but because I'm a crafty person, I actually have bins full of craft stuff, and I guarantee you I have puppy stickers in there somewhere.
Lord.
Yeah. Well, I had children, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, that's different.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm not putting them on my personal correspondences with people, although maybe I will now. You know? It's like, who doesn't like puppies? What's wrong with you?
Well, puppies are nice, sure, but most adults only have, they're called stamps. That's what you put, that's the sticker you put on your handwritten notes.
Yeah.
Here's a stamp for you.
It's nice to have a sticker, though, because you flip it over and sometimes, your licking doesn't seal it well enough, and so you put a little sticker on there.
Are you those things you get in the mail? That,
yes. Oh, my God.
I don't know if it's Salvation Army, whatever thing I donated to, and now I get them sent every 6 months. And it says your name.
Yeah, your name and address. I love this. I have a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, there's a little bear on there. Yeah. There's always little stuffed animal things.
Sure, adorable
on there.
Things.
Yeah. I miss those. I may have moved too much. I'm way out in front of them.
Just donate to something, and you'll the next thing you know, you'll be getting them in the mail. Mm-hmm. I think it is. I think it is the Salvation Army. And I think also Special Olympics does it.
Maybe.
My last donation was to Marshall. What event was he doing? The high
Marshall
heel
did
one?
The
yeah, that's
high
he's
heel
not
one.
Doing the return address stickers.
I forgot if that was cancer. I forgot what that was for.
Well, I hope they send me some return address.
Well, they're not going to. You need to go to one of the national charities.
Easter Seals.
Yeah, Easter Seals will do it. Sure.
I don't know.
Who's Easter Seals supporting? I don't even know. Is it Seals?
Yes.
Save the Seals. Anyway, look, it looks like Katie and Taylor are...
Well, good. They should squash it because unless, one of them bone the other's boyfriend.
Can I get back on the squad, please?
Most things are pretty trivial, don't you think?
I do. I don't know. Stealing dancers.
Come on.
Serious stuff. We're talking. That's my wallet you're messing with.
Right.
Yeah.
Left shark. Right. Gina Davis's husband has filed for divorce.
Yeah.
Reza Jarahei.
It sounds Persian.
I don't think, actually, is that his real name?
I don't know.
He goes by two separate names.
Oh, well, he didn't use his real name in the filing of the documents.
Oh, maybe that's what I had in my head.
The caption for the divorce reads, Rob Doe versus Veronica Doe.
Okay, maybe that's what I had in my head.
Yeah, he's Persian, for sure.
He filed legal docs Tuesday, citing irreconcilable differences in their marriage. They separated last November, according to this paperwork. Married in September of 2001, they have 3 kids, a girl and twin boys. He wants spousal support and joint legal and physical custody. He's asking the judge to deny any request by her for spousal support. Just getting right out in front of it. She makes all the money. He did not use his real name, but it looks like, is this TMZ?
It was everywhere.
Yeah.
Something tells me her retirement's over.
Mm. This is her 4th marriage.
Oh, shut
my God.
Up.
She loves to love.
She loves
I wonder if she's got a string of people she's making alimony payments to.
That's exactly what I thought. Like, I wonder how much of, how you always talk about the dude splitting it and splitting it and splitting it.
Well, yeah, we've seen that.
She's
even in our own lives.
$30 million. So she was married in 93 to 98 to some guy, Rennie. Jeff Goldblum was 87 to 90.
Wait. She married Goldblum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she's probably not paying him anything.
No.
No.
And the last guy is 82 to 83.
That was that director guy, right?
Richard Amolio?
Oh, I don't know. I thought she was
Rennie was the director guy.
That was the 90s guy?
Yeah.
Okay. That was when she did the guy. Pirate ship.
Yep.
Thing. He's the director, right?
Yeah,
Die
maybe
Hard,
she doesn't pay him anything either.
Cliffhanger.
Oh, if he did Die Hard.
The Long Kiss Goodnight.
Yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Hopefully not paying him anything.
Yeah.
Let's hope. Maybe that first guy's still hanging on. She was making 1980s Gina Davis money at that point. No big deal.
Hey, before you toss it over to Vinny, everyone go to the Alice 973 Instagram. I posted a picture of the morning show surrounding Vaughn. Everyone
happy
wish
birthday,
him
Vaughn!
A happy birthday on Instagram.
And on the looking glass. All right, what's going up, Vin?
Did my breath almost kill you when we posed for that photo?
No.
I know I'd been drinking coffee. And...
I always hold my breath when any of us are taking pictures. I try to not do a lot of breathing because I know I'm also going to kill people with my coffee breath.
All right.
So, no, it did not.
Coming up, I've got the governors debated last night. I don't know if these, the governor wannabes debated last night in a high school cheerleader story after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 6:38 on Hump Day morning, also known as Von DeWizard's birthday and Survivor Day. All good things happen on Wednesdays. We hump, we celebrate, and we watch excellent TV. This part of the show is brought to you by Lucky. 12K a day, it's happening, starting at 7 o'clock. Every hour we'll give you a code word. You have the whole hour to enter it on the special code line, 72881. You just text the word there. You have an hour to do it, and then you're in the running for $1,000. Takes you 2 seconds. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. Try to win your $1,000. 7:05 will have your first code word for this morning.
Easy money.
Right. Why not? At Lucky, stop by their produce department today and find tropical treat mangoes that are just 2 for $1. They also have large, whole, seedless watermelon that are just $4.88 each, only at your local Lucky stores.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? Here's what's happening. I want to begin with the California governor debates last night. So I thought of it a little late last night and ran to my TV after I did and went, oh, I got to at least catch some of this.
Yeah.
And it was around 6:30? I don't know. No, it was around 7.
Oh, okay.
That's it. It started at 6:30 and it was around 7. And it was on NBC Bay Area. And I don't know why. Maybe it was just where I live. But at 7, it switched over to Jeopardy.
Oh.
And so I didn't get to see most of what went down. I don't know if any of you guys saw it.
I didn't see
it. I read all about it, though.
Oh, do tell.
And it does sound like dogpile on Gavin. He's the current front runner.
And so everyone
went after him, right?
I see.
The candidates for California governor sparred over issues from immigration and taxes to infidelity.
Oh.
In the last major debate of the race before the June primary, Gavin is not only the Democratic front runner, he is the front runner. And he took fire from all sides.
How did he do with it?
He did okay. I mean, I think that he was, from what I read, frustrated because he's admitted it. And I've at least discussed this here. I don't think that you ever get to be mad about questions like that.
It's true.
The same with my history.
You have to swallow it every time.
My bad history with alcohol. Mm-hmm. And it just comes down to, if you want to be in the public eye, you have to take it.
Yep.
And each time you have to take it with the same grace,
yep.
Which is, yeah, I did that. And I'm super sorry about it.
Do you guys know who Delaine Easton is?
No.
She was one of the ladies running for the position. Yeah.
And this is her quote from last night. Being unfaithful is something that's terrible. But what's important in politics is a sense of self-control.
Do you have the next quote?
No.
If you can't trust this is not from her. This is from one of the dudes. If you can't trust Gavin with your best friend's wife, how can you trust him with the state?
Mm.
And there he is.
Yeah.
And then the camera's on him, right? I mean,
what
you can
was
imagine.
His look?
Yeah, I didn't see it, but I'm telling you, as I read all this, I was like, wow, they just went dogpile on Gavin.
Of course they did. And the problem is that we don't know all their secrets. Everybody has things that they're ashamed of having done. And
And I'm not trying to excuse any of that, but he's not the only person who's ever cheated. Man, woman, it's a human thing.
Well,
it's...
he's not the only person in that race, because Antonio Villagarosa, the former L.A. mayor, also had to answer for his
cheating ways.
And so the two of them were both taking it on that subject in
particular. And when you come to politics, it seems like you need to have cheated on someone to really get anywhere. Seems like that's the deal.
Gavin's response to what Vinny just read was, I admitted it. I was wrong. I guess that's all he
could
say.
What else can you say? There's really not, there's no excuses for it. You can't say why you've, there's nothing but I was wrong to say about that.
So they debated subjects like the homeless problem or the lack of housing here in California and the prices.
Mm-hmm.
The real estate prices here in California. They debated the border wall. They debated the high-speed rail train, which is another one of those things that we keep hearing about it. I don't see it. Many are saying, in fact, the Republican guys were like, we're axing that. If we win, we're ending that right now.
Mm.
It's just wasted money. So I think the Democrats were like, we need to get some private money in on that deal. Needs to get done.
Right.
As I think they're working on it.
I really don't know what the status is. I keep thinking, no, where's Elon Musk with his boring machine?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do an underground one. So what earthquakes?
Anyway, I wasn't able to watch. I don't know why they switched over. I would have thought that was an
important
thing.
Maybe they took a viewer poll. Everyone, Jeopardy. I'm going to go Jeopardy.
Go with Jeopardy.
What is Jeopardy?
Right.
Right after that, I switched over to the Warriors, and they won last night.
Yay.
So they move on to the Western Conference Finals. Their next play is versus the Rockets, which is actually the game most people predicted we'd see this time at the beginning of the season. So these are the two best teams, maybe in the league. You know,
so and this is still the semifinals, though, right?
It's the Western Conference Finals.
Okay.
And then the two and there'll be an Eastern Conference Finals. And then those two teams meet.
That's
West,
the
East
Finals.
And that's likely. I won't say what I was just about to say.
What were you going to say?
I don't want to.
You don't want to jinx.
Right.
That's Monday, right?
Monday, 6 p.m. Mm. First game is in Houston. Go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
Oh, and don't forget Mother's Day is this Sunday, correct?
Mm. Right. Mm-hmm.
So I ordered my glassy baby votives last night.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What color did you get?
I liked the purple-ish tints, but they had a bunch. They have a bunch.
Hundreds of different colors.
Of colors.
This,
if anything,
this is not an ad for them.
No,
this
it's
is
not.
Just
this is what I ordered last
them,
night for Mother's Day.
Right.
There's so many options, I kind of clenched up.
Maybe she had just gotten her a gift card she could pick.
I know, I love the orange. That's the color they sent me, actually.
The purple's pretty great.
Oh, was the orange one you got like sort of sunset colors?
No.
Oh, do you have it right there?
It's there? Yeah.
Oh, no, I saw one. I went to their website, too, the Glossy Baby
one.
Is
that tangerine?
It's very beautiful.
What does it say? Does it say?
Tangerine.
That was in my case, and I didn't do it. I went purple.
There's like a orange, red, yellow, like sunset-y that I was almost going to buy, and then I went with
not
something
case,
else.
Cart, whatever. I had it in the cart and took it out. But anyway, that's happy Mother's Day, everyone. It's coming. Don't blow it. So this is one of those stories. Yesterday, we talked about teachers. It was National
Teacher Appreciation
Day, and we talked a little bit about that, and if you remember yesterday, I was saying, I think most parents are cool, right? I mean, seems like, sure, there's a vocal few that give a lot of parents a bad name, but, and then you see a story like this and go, no, parents have lost their flipping minds. There's no one has a clear picture where their kid is involved. No one.
Yeah. Well, it's hard. It's your, I mean, you have so much wrapped up in that child.
Well, that's one thing I'll give my dad. He had a crystal clear view of me.
That kid's a punk.
Got to give him that. He definitely wasn't on my side in most areas. Looking at this New Jersey high school, they've opted to do away with its standard cheerleading tryouts and let the students who want to participate join the squad. Oh. Now, I realize you go, well, it's cheerleading, right? Except some of these kids have cheered through their youth. They've danced through their youth. They actually practice this stuff. They put a lot of time and energy into it.
Some go to competitions,
they
right?
They go to competitions yeah. throughout their youth. And now, all of a sudden, here they are in high school when they're supposed to be, look, high school cheerleaders was a cool thing. You see them wearing their little outfits. You're like, man, cheerleaders are the best. They look the best. They're the most fun. They're awesome. And now everybody gets the outfit.
Anybody who wants it.
This
participation trophy
at Hanover Park High School was prompted by parents' complaints about the scoring processes for tryouts. The school gave in.
Oh.
Officials agreed the current scoring, which has meant the removal of 5 cheerleading hopefuls, was arbitrary and not right. Not the right thing to do.
Well, you've got to know there's politics that play into it, too. Like, there'll be one girl, she's probably pretty good, but nobody on the squad likes her. So the coach says, no, all right, we'll get her out of there. I mean, it's, you know... That's the rub. Like, high school is so, it's like the most political place on earth.
The high school administration decided to be more inclusive and not penalize any student from making the squad that did not achieve a score of 87 or better. While many have praised the new policy as being more inclusive, the cheerleaders and their parents say, what the hell?
Yeah, we worked hard to get on the team.
I tried my hardest, says Stephanie. This is one of the kids that made the team. Now everything is going away because one child who did not make the team and their parents complained. So now all my hard work has been thrown out the window.
Yes. Well, there's a nice life lesson for you, Stephanie.
Another kid. I came up here to state that I did not put in 18 months of work to lead up to this moment just to be told it doesn't matter. Everyone can play now.
There has to be a standard for stuff like that.
I tend to agree.
In order to facilitate a more inclusive program, the alignment between the various cheerleading squads would be modified to allow all interested students to be able to participate.
Well,
now you're going to have a crappy cheerleading squad.
This decision was made. Well, that's in the grand scheme. I get why you would say who cares, because it's the cheerleading squad.
Right.
Whatever, right? Except that. You just told the girls who worked at it and had the tryout and did their best and were nervous. And they had their program all worked out and they nailed it.
Yep.
You just told them, doesn't matter, man.
Yeah.
We're going to let everybody who wants it. Anyone who raises their hand is in.
We're not having any mean girls in this high school.
The decision was made in the best interest of all the students and was made to be as inclusive as possible.
Well, great. Good for them. Isn't that wonderful that everybody gets to play?
No, it's not.
I know. I totally agree.
Couple of texts. Cheerleading is a serious thing. They have it on ESPN. People get poached in full scholarships to big schools. And one other one. Vinny, cheer's a real sport now. They do serious athletics and gymnastics.
Totally. Who has been a bigger fan of cheerleaders in this life than me?
I don't think anyone, really.
Right. You don't have to tell me. I get it. That's why
you even
I did
had
the story.
A real life one at your house.
Sure.
Couple, actually.
It's just, you know, anything that you work really hard to be good at or great at, you feel like you've earned a spot someplace. And when they've just opened, it's like saying, everybody gets to play the lead in a play. Like, that seems stupid. Like,
someone's saying something along those lines, Sarah. They said, people are really writing in right now. They made a comment about then everybody should be allowed to join the football team, the basketball, the baseball team.
It's exactly the thing. Listen, I'm not great at math, but I want a good grade.
Yeah, give me one of the good grades.
I mean, look, I'm not that good at it, but I'm dumb, so give me a good grade.
Yeah, I'm participating. Yeah, it's very, I actually think that the football-baseball thing is a pretty apt comparison. You have to try out for those things. You have to be able to demonstrate that you have the skills to do the thing that you're going to be doing. And if you, you know, I think that cheerleading gets a bad name because of the whole Mean Girls thing. Like, it definitely, I immediately went there in my head. I'm like, oh, this is just, you know, maybe someone who did work hard and didn't get on the team.
But this is the kind of stuff that I think goes back to early childhood with parents. There's no question that if you're always helping your kid through every... My kid the other day goes, come out and help me climb a tree. I'm like, all right, I'll spot you, right? I'm thinking. We get there to the tree and she goes, lift me up. I'm like, that's not climbing a tree, kid. That's me putting you in the tree.
Right.
She goes, okay, go. I'm like, no. And I walked away. I'm not going to help.
If you want to climb a tree, climb a tree.
Yeah, climb the tree. Be a kid. Otherwise, I'm going back in the house. I mean, I wanted to be in the house anyway. That's where I had come from.
So but what still, happened? Did she run back in the house?
She couldn't climb the tree. It was too tall. I just left.
It's okay to put your four-year-old in the tree. Then.
I'm not doing it. Forget
that part's
it.
Okay.
She's got to climb her own tree.
Well,
and you got to win your own way into the cheerleading competition for crying out loud.
Well, we're not teaching our kids any a useful lesson there, honestly. And, you know, what are you going to also write out their college applications and apply for their jobs and talk to their bosses when they're like, it's got to stop somewhere. These are disappointments that shape us and build our characters.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Feel free. We love to hear from you. 925 says, didn't Taylor and Katie both do John Mayer?
Yep.
I don't think the beef was about that.
No.
And did he do Taylor? I don't think he did Taylor.
Yeah, I think.
They dated.
He banged her. She wrote
a
song called Dear John.
Yeah.
Don't you think I was a little young? Yeah.
Wow, that guy's had them all, hasn't he?
He really has. He's had them all.
The song he wrote about her was way better. Paper Doll. Mm. That's one of John Mayer's best songs.
Paper Doll, I think, was for Katy Perry, right?
No,
I think it was for Taylor. It was an answer to Dear John.
So incestuous.
Fantastic.
I thought the one for Taylor was called like 22 or something.
No, her song was 22.
Right.
She had a song called 22.
I know, but I was...
There's a line in Paper Dolls about being 22 or 21
That was why he put it in there, because it was about Taylor. I don't know, though. I'm really not following that saga all that closely, so...
Well, you better be. You're the one we look to.
Don't look to me, please. I'm just a lady who comes in here and reads stuff. I don't have that for you. But I will have the Hot 100, the best songs in the country at this moment. Drake. After these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.